Near.
Do you hear that around here much?
Yes.
How's it meant? Is it meant to be insulting, or does it seem that way to you?
Yes.
What about old-fashioned names?
What do you mean, for,
For black.
Black? Nigger'd be one, a colored person.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use that?
Yes.
When would you say colored person?
Probably in the, presence of a black person.
Mm-hmm. What other names for whites are there?
The blacks call us honkies.
Is that insulting?
Yes. And, calls poor white trash, too.
Blacks call?
Poor white trash.
Uh-huh.
Calls poor white trash.
What would you call whites that you look down on? They don't work, they don't try to do anything for themselves. Would you use a term like poor white trash?
No.
Did you ever hear a name that whites would give other whites like that?
No.
And a child is born from a racially mixed marriage, like one parent's black and the other's white, you call that child a...
I don't know.
And what did blacks used to call the man that they worked for?
Master.
And what would you call someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get into town much, and when he does get to town, you can just look at him and see that he's from way out in the country?
Hillbilly, I guess.
Okay. What about the term redneck or cracker? Do you ever hear either of those?
Redneck. Teasing the kickers and stuff.
A redneck the kicker?
Sort of, most of the time. We tease him a little bit about it.
And say if you were at a party.
I'm gonna get it to my mind.
If you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw that it was about 11:30, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
almost.
And if it was icy outside, you'd say, well, I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
almost fell.
Did you ever say I like to...
no.
Have you heard that?
Yes.
How do you hear it? How would people say that?
I like to slip and fell.
And someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in...
a minute.
Or in...
just a minute.
And you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. You could stop and ask someone how...
far is it?
And if you're pointing out something nearby, you could tell someone, just look...
over there?
Huh?
Over there?
Say the whole thing.
Just look over there.
And do you ever say look it or look it here?
No, but I've heard a lot of kids say look it.
How does that sound to you? Is it something kids say or do grown-ups say it too?
I've heard most kids do it, just kind of a slur.
Mm-hmm. How would they use it?
Especially when they want to get your attention. Look it.
Like,
when that's when it's at. I can get your attention.
If you wanted to know how regularly I went to town or something, you might ask me how.
How often do you go to town?
And if I give you a choice of two things and ask you which one do you want, you might say, well, it doesn't matter. I'll take...
this one.
Or I'll take what?
That one.
Or you could give me...
either.
Okay. How does either sound to you?